Well, thank you. You can show, you know, just little scenes here and there from different countries. So we have this little country where people are just trying to be nice up north, and it's not so passionate. People are a little bit more ethereal here, you could say. But also known for being honest and caring for nature and setting up things in such a way that things work out smoothly and everyone is happy. That's the tradition there. Of course, then the greedy ones come in and take advantage. But yeah, and then we followed them on their little timeline or storyline, I mean. And others too, just because those are there around Pio and others, of course. So it's easy to just get a little glimpse into their world. You know, the children playing there. Of course, it's all over like that, but we kind of look and emphasize and uncover or show and display that kind of attitude to life. I mean, and they are also becoming more and more vegetarians. They understand, yes, they are right, these vegetarians. Vegans may be fanatic, but that's how it's always been. See what wins in the long end. And in this way, gradually finding a natural, more sattvic lifestyle. Although, of course, they most don't know that Sanskrit word. But some do. And it's not about dressing fancy and, you know, whatever. It's just about the lifestyle, how we are toward each other, how we take care of our children, how we deal with each other, families and leaders towards the people and business people, bosses to their employees, so things like that, very practical. But how this Dharma thinking seeps into, sifts into that society. And in this way we show how it can happen and probably will happen sooner or later. It should happen.